Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance. All right. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Jen in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jen.
Hello. Well, I loved this because my expression of appreciation for the practitioner is calling in and participating today because there's so much to say, but, I heard the good news last night talking about the Pennsylvania retreat, and it just got me to, how much I want to participate because I was there, in tears, nodding along with just what an extraordinary retreat that was. I mean, I saw things that I was never supposed to see, and it was so good and so helpful and so amazing. And then I've come back to just a heck of a lot, all wonderful stuff and just a heck of a lot happening, and noticed how, I'm not keeping up with the year-long assignments, and I'm working to remedy that and all of that. But I was falling for the, well, I can't participate until, I'm completely on top of the whole, like, all those stories that probably a lot of us, I definitely fall for.
So I'm the perfect, like, no. When I'm the perfect person,
then I can call.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I want to participate now. I mean, yes, do I want to get back where I'm absolutely tracking assignments? Absolutely, and I'm, in process on that one. But I was like, no, I want to call in and participate, and that, that good news and all of those things just reminded me of just, how precious all of this is, and that I don't want to wait until I'm meeting some standard from conditioned mind to be allowed to participate. So this is how I am celebrating and appreciating by being here. So
That's right, because anything else is a pretty clear message to the human being that you're not enough, right? You're not doing it right. There's something wrong with you. And so it is kind of like being a little kid, right? We have to put you in time out, have to take your bicycle away from you, have to not give you that Christmas present that you want because you've been bad. And that's the kind of stuff that we're just, no, we're not doing that. Because being allowed to participate fully in life is the process, and it is the outcome, right? That's what we're going for, to be fully alive. And the only way we can do that is really to appreciate the human being and drop all those standards. So that's very good, isn't it?
It is. It feels very lovely and exciting. Yeah, she doesn't have to wait for some whatever until she's, it is. It does feel like that, like you're bad and wrong, and until you get yourself together and you're being the right person, then you're allowed to, unleash. And I was like, no, I'm not going to.
Awful because, when you lay that out, who has the right to pass that judgment on a human being? And then, of course, as we talk about endlessly, it's just a voice in the head, and it's going to pass judgment on a human being who's living a life? I don't think so. I really don't think so. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
And
well, thank you.
To participate with you beautiful, amazing people. I don't want to fall for that. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and in addition, what's going to make me want to do my very best? Being punished or being rewarded? And we all know it's being rewarded that makes us happy and excited and wanting to do more and wanting to do better. So this is a better track. Let's stay on this one. This is the path.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Jen.
Thank you so much for being here, and thanks for open air and that good news update and all the wonderful things that are offered. So thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Good Go happy.
Thanks, Jen.
Go happy.
Well, it's such a broad application, right, Cherry, that participating is truly appreciating being here.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Being here is participating. So it's an act of appreciation. It's also, it's just one of those things that, based on how you phrase it, it's so true that being is the highest form of appreciation.
Yes. And
being here.
Even though it sounds stationary, it's moving mm-hmm. that wheel of karma away from suffering and toward freedom.
Yes, because there's an unconditional element to being here, which is mm-hmm. what Jen was pointing to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not that, you know, from that place we can watch those voices come in and mm-hmm. and try to drag us back into their dark places.
mm-hmm.
You know, over and over and over, we say, mm-hmm. choosing the light, choosing here, mm-hmm. choosing being, choosing mm-hmm. the unconditional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Good morning. It's Carol in Philadelphia.
Well, good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Good afternoon in your case.
Yes.
Good day.
Good day indeed. I'm so eager to share this awareness. This summer has turned into quite a challenge. I thought we were just dealing with clutter here, but it seems that somebody deals with hoarding and was now hoarding his deceased father's personal belongings. So it really was quite difficult. So I did have to say to myself, you need to do this, and then you need to do that. But at the same time, I maintained my Tai Chi, notwithstanding the fact that I do Tai Chi with a walker, and also the smoothie I started when I had cancer, that I maintained that. But last week, I had the experience of going to what they call in Pennsylvania back to school night on behalf of the kids. You don't go with the kids, but you get a chance to meet their teachers. I was mm-hmm. so thrilled by it that I'm approaching in January my 90th birthday. I was so thrilled. I said, you've got to live longer. This is too exciting.
You got it, Sarah. This is too good to leave.
That's right. So I put in, there's a beautiful park near where their school is, and I had my second walk in the park this morning. And
good for you.
I put back some yoga stretches, and it was so clear to me that mm-hmm. this was what I needed to do in order to continue to enjoy them and their experiences. Yes.
Yes.
So bless you. Bless you. You and I go back a long way. And I just thank you.
Carol, bless you, right? I mean, who saw it? Who was present? Who made that choice? Right?
Yes.
So talk about appreciation for the practitioner.
Yeah, it's lovely. And I love you, dear one, and take good care, and thank you for being.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I got to tell you, you made my day.
Okay. Maybe you're 15 years yet to go. But look at all this you've got.
I know. I'm with you. I'm gonna stick around for as long as I possibly can because it's a really good time.
Me too.
All right.
Me
it's
too.
A deal.
Be well.
All right.
Yes,
thank
it
you,
is.
Carol.
Yes, it is. Bye, dear.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Carol. Well, talk about appreciation for practitioners,
Woo!
Terry.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we've been talking about this kind of thing in so many places, but doing Tai Chi with a walker.
Mm.
I mean, that's it. Right? Mm. That's it right there. What can I do? How can I do this? How can I appreciate and enjoy and be present? Not what can't I do? What's in the past? What's not working? What can I do? What's available to me right now? And there's more and more and more and more available to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan in Los Angeles.
Hello, Dan.
Hey,
I'm
kind of bawling here. I was so inspired by everyone to just get in the queue. I totally fell off the horse this month, and just the discussion that I just really saw how, at least in this content and practice, participation was conditional. I had to meet some, I'm just repeating what was said, but I had to meet some standard before I could join,
mm-hmm.
According to ego.
And it sets a standard.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Nice brainwashing.
Yeah.
And the reason I was kind of bawling here is because that just reverberated. I saw how that was everywhere. I can't do anything until I can get an A-plus in it, just takes the fun out of life, period.
Oh, my God. And it's exhausting, right? Trying to
do
the – I feel like a hamster on a wheel, right? And ego just is speeding up that wheel, speeding it up. Until finally we're just so exhausted that who cares?
Right.
But
and
it's
that's
not
where,
a,
you know, 20
it's
and
not
30s.
A letting go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Say again. Oh, 20s and 30s, I was keeping pace. You know, I'd run faster and faster. And then what I saw in my 40s was my life just started shrinking because it wasn't worth it. You know, I could go do that. But
But why? I'm not going to get any reward. Right? All I'm going to get is a voice telling me what I did wrong and how I should have done more. Why bother?
Yeah, it's the story you tell about you just want to go run. I mean, running in the park was like, you know, the fun thing to do. And you got to have the right clothes. So those aren't the right shoes. And pretty soon I'm sitting on the couch. Just the freedom and I'm going to show up and talk. I mean, just
right.
I hadn't realized it to this moment, but just how that really changes the karma. Just I am talking. Here I am. I haven't done the assignments, and I'm okay with that.
But you're here, right? Because you're participating, and that's what turns the wheel in the other direction, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm going to call in from the couch. Right, I'm going to participate in this moment, in the next moment, in the next moment, in the next moment, in the next moment. We're dropping the standards. Now, of course, you know, it's not going to go that smoothly, probably. I hope it does, but it might not. But it doesn't matter. Every time I come to, I'm going to realize, there's the horse. I'm going to get on it.
And it's fun. Without the standard, I want to do it.
Yes.
There's energy to do it. I can spend 10 minutes reading the news, or I can spend 10 minutes doing the exercise. Well, you know,
that's right.
There's no, I have to get to this half hour of quiet time where I can study deeply.
No.
I got 5 minutes.
I can be here in this moment. Right. Yeah. I got 10 minutes. I want to be here for it. I want to enjoy this guy's life.
And the only reason I didn't want to do this stuff and I got talked out of it was because it wasn't going to be fun because of the beating. But you remove the standard,
that's right.
And suddenly it's fun again.
That's exactly right.
So,
I mean, there we are.
Again, gratitude. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan. It's perfect.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Oops. the thing that dropped in for me around that, Sherry, is we jump in now, and our participation, as Jen was saying, is the appreciation of being here. And when that insight drops in, as there's no condition for me being here, then we can also go, okay, well, now there's a drop in for me to do what my heart wants to do, which in this moment might be the assignment from yesterday. You know, it's not, that's how we practice that it's not conditional. My being here doesn't depend on anything. My being appreciated is not being.
That's what I wanted to underline. That is it. There's no condition for being here.
Yes, that's right.
It's the only place where there aren't conditions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes, because everywhere else there's a conversation about entrance tickets.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. God, I had actually never seen it in quite that simple a sentence. Yeah, this is the unconditional place. I think it was Jesus who made famous, as you are, right? Just as you are, which is the equivalent of this moment. Whatever is this moment, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, goody. This is Marianne calling. Good morning, Sherry. Good morning.
Hello, Marianne.
Well, I am very excited because I just saw another aspect of the karma. So doing karma busting.
Karma busting. Who are you going to call? Karma busters.
Well, I'm going to call you first of all.
Okay.
this ego story was, oh, you're not doing anything. You were away and you dropped the ball. And, of course, you're not going to have done all the steps. And if you don't do them in order, you're not going to see anything, which is such but I did see it. And
exactly.
And what I saw was the karma of not good enough. And what I had seen in a previous month, the karma of you're not worthy. But I think you're not good enough comes before you're not worthy.
Yeah, you're not worthy because you're not good enough.
Yeah, so I feel like I got into a deeper layer that was like this, just an earlier belief system that I wasn't good enough. And how it started off was I noticed, I had made my commitment poster, and I didn't put one thing on it. I put a dozen things on it. Like, okay, you've got to do all these. And I just realized that has been the story of my life. You've got to strive harder because you're not good enough.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're starting out, I don't know what the expression would be that conveys it, but you're already in the hole, right? You're already in the hole. So your life is going to be trying to climb out of that hole. Everybody else is already out of it, right? So they're good enough. And so maybe before this life is over, you'll get out of that hole and you'll be where everybody else is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I just find it so amazing that just doing an assignment and just being present.
Yes.
That it, things fall away so quickly. I
yes.
remember I had a lot of fear. I went to the fear workshop. I haven't had that kind of fear since. It's just like it just disappears. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Oh, it's completely wonderful. And what you're closing in on is that's the answer, right? Because when you ask the heart, is she worthy? Is she good enough? The answer is a resounding yes every single time. And the voice says, but you haven't done your assignments, but you haven't kept your commitments, but you haven't, you ask the heart, does any of that matter? The answer is, of course it doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. Your goodness is established.
And so I can just go around and feel joyful.
That's right. Just smile and do what you choose. Do what life guides you to do.
And when that drops in, I just find the world is so amazing.
Yes.
Life is amazing.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Because I'm part of this life.
Yes, because it starts there, doesn't it? You are your experience of life. Life is beautiful. Ergo.
I am celebrating my practice, my person, this being, the universe, the Sangha, the whole shooting match.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly so. All right.
Well,
I don't have to tell you this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Go happy.
I am.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Marianne.
Good show.
Thanks, Marianne. I just love that. The sound of that laugh, right, Cherry, when we see something that liberates us.
Yeah.
That nuance, one thing that sort of clicks into place, and then the whole world is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bright and joyful.
Mm-hmm. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, this is Tony from Athens.
Well, hello, Tony. What are you seeing?
Hey, Trini. Well, I was compelled to call in because I'm one of those who also fell off the horse. And usually by this time I'm getting caught up, and I haven't been getting caught up. But I appreciate that I get to participate, and that makes me want to cry. I get to participate even if I haven't been the best student in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And this may inspire me to get more caught up.
Well, Tony, that's it. That right? Because the only reason to get behind is so that the voices talk us into the distraction, the stress, the whatever it is, so you can't do the assignments so that you'll get beat up. That's the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. And just that, you know, I get to participate even if I've gotten behind. It just feels like it sets to unconditional love and just counters all of that.
Yes, yes. And also usually comes up with the time and space to do the assignments because, as Dan was pointing out, we enjoy it.
Yes.
It's fun.
It is. And I did come up with a commitment or a behavior change that I just think is beautiful. So I do want to...
What is it? Are you going to tell us?
Yes, I would love to. It is to just to love this body for the first time in history. Love this body and enjoy this body every time it moves. You know, just really enjoy moving in this body.
Oh, I just have a sense, Tony, when you say that, of being there for the miracle of a human body and what it is and what it does. Just just, you know, I just lifted my arm.
Mm.
I just wanted to lift my arm, and there it went.
I'm lifting mine, too. I mean, it's a miracle that arm can lift.
Yeah, and legs can move, and feet can be on the ground, and we can go. We can just go and do, and which is part of, to me, what this month has been, is what else would the body like to do? What other miracles are in store? So Anne mm-hmm. talking about doing the various yoga poses, you know, or people talking about running or whatever, dancing, whatever it is. What might the Tai Chi with a walker, what might the body mm-hmm. like to do and be capable of doing that we can enjoy when we're there for it?
Exactly. And yes, just to enjoy the miracle of it, enjoy the yoga, the Tai Chi, just not because I'm trying to meet some standards on this is how you do fitness and how much you need to do, but just celebrate and enjoy.
Yeah, just back to 4 years old and I can ride a bike.
Yeah.
Not because I'm meeting a standard, but just because it's fabulous.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that I get to participate and that mm-hmm. I have a body that I can
mm-hmm.
enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saying thank you to the practitioner.
Yes.
Right? Appreciating the practitioner because that's it's showing up that has brought you to these places of awareness. So thank you, Tony, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony, all day long. Thank you. Thank you, body. Thank you, human. This is great. Thank you.
Yes. And that's very encouraging for getting caught up, too.
Yeah.
It's like out of appreciation.
Yeah. And because it's a great time to spend with ourselves. It's a way to be with mm-hmm. ourselves that is joyful because the attention is on the human being in presence. There's nothing more joyful.
It's true. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Mm-hmm.
Go happy.
Thanks, Tony. You know, Sherry, it's sort of a trajectory of practice, right? That initially when we come to practice, we have to do practices in order to be present. And to put ourselves in the training process of not listening to the voices, of choosing presence. There's that, right? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you keep showing up and doing your practice, you get transformed. And part of that transformation is the awareness of what is animating, all is animating this, right?
Yes.
And so
yes.
then you get your, you, I think we can trust ourselves to rest in the goodness that is already established.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As not related to whether I do practices or not. Because my practices were all in the aid of being present. And
mm-hmm.
if I'm present, yes, then I have a choice about doing my practices, and I probably will do it. But it is not, there's a break in the conditionality of what this is versus what the practitioner does.
Yeah. That's such a subtle place that you're talking about because the standards can come right over into practice, can't they? So
yes.
So I'm worthy if I do all of my practices. And that's a layer, isn't it? Underneath
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
is when what we're closing in on is no. I do the practices because they help me be present. Not
mm-hmm.
not because they're making me a good person.
Right. They make me a practitioner who then
right.
has someone for whom all the attendant self-hating messages and performance standards. It's the difference between the identity of a practitioner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
that was a fabulous show, Sherry, and here's our assignment. Today, do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on kindness, all the kindness you receive and all the kindness you offer.
Love that. Mm-hmm. All right, so we will go happy in kindness.
Yes, we will.
Right. It's a plan.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, everybody.